This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. Liberia is today joining the rest of the member states of the African Union in observance of African Public Service Day. The continental theme is entrenching a citizen-centered service delivery culture, partnering with the Youth for Africa's Transformation, whereas the national theme is the role of youth in national service delivery in Liberia. Addressing a regular MICAD media briefing on Thursday, Deputy Director General for Administration at the Civil Service Agency disclosed that the observance is in recognition of committed civil servants, adding that it followed a decision reached at the 6th Conference of the African Ministers of Public Servants held in Johannesburg in October 2008.
At our conference, Ministers of Public Service representing their respective governments and members of the African Union adopted a long-term strategy in the context of engagements by which the African Ministers of Public Service will address the challenges of governance and public administration on the continent of Africa. The strategy also seeks to establish continental knowledge management architecture for the public service, which will include a component of good practice in the civil service as well as public service transformation and tools for citizens' participation, access to quality service.
The Deputy Director General of the Civil Service Agency for Administration is meanwhile calling on all supervisors and human resource directors to report cases of payroll padding. Othello Ware said the exposure of dishonest employees would demonstrate how effective and efficient their bosses are. The Deputy Special Representative of the UN Secretary General for the Rule of Law has emphasized the critical role of security sector reform for the consolidation of peace in Liberia. Vladimir Vrair also observed that creating a strong linkage between security reform and the respect for the rule of law can be an incentive for democratic governance. Mr. Vrair then stressed the important role higher institutions of learning, like the University of Liberia, can play in increasing the people's understanding of the security sector reform process. He added that this can help in further promoting democratic values in the security sector of the country. Mr. Vrair's comments were contained in a statement delivered on his behalf by UNMEL's Human Rights Chief Marcel Apofo at a security sector think tank organized by the University of Liberia. The security sector reform think tank of the Kofi Annan Institute for Conflict Transformation of the University of Liberia, UL, is a project supported by the United Nations Mission in Liberia, UNMEL. It aims to, among others, promote dialogues on Liberia's security sector reform process. The Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection has called for concerted efforts in eliminating female genital mutilation in Liberia. The Director of Gender-Based Violence at the Ministry, Dede Kokoe, told on the radio, in the absence of togetherness, discouraging the practice in Liberia will be a fruitless venture. Dede said groups and individuals working in discouraging other forms of violence against girls and women should put aside their ego and be sincere in a coordinated approach. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Egyptian authorities say police have killed 7 men they believe were involved in recent attacks on Christians and Coptic churches in which about 100 people were killed. The Interior Ministry said the 7 were killed in a shootout in Asui, 400 kilometers south of the capital Cairo. Security forces say they found automatic weapons, munitions and fake military uniforms at the site. In Cairo, the government has extended a state of emergency for another 3 months. And a sniper in the Canadian Special Forces shot and killed an Islamic State IS fighter from a distance of 2.1 miles, 3,540 meters, in Iraq last month. Military sources told Toronto's Globe and Mail newspaper that the gunman is a member of the Joint Task Force 2, and made a shot from a high-rise building. It took the bullet almost 10 seconds to hit its target. The Canadian Special Operations Command confirmed to the BBC the sniper hit a target from that distance. The shot, which sources tell the paper was filmed, is thought to be a record for the longest confirmed kill. The sniper worked in cycle with an observer who helps to spot targets and use a standard Canadian military-issue Macmillan TAC-50 rifle. That's the UNMEL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.